I believe another point I'd like to make. We read in Scripture that we're not to grieve the Holy Spirit, by which we are sealed unto the day of redemption. We also read, quench not the Spirit. The Spirit of God in us does the work within us, but he never causes us to look within to see what the Spirit is doing, because that's what the result of looking there to get an evidence that the Spirit is doing something in me, that's occupation with myself and not really what is of the Spirit. If I want to recognize what is of the Spirit of God, when is a brother, say, in the Spirit and spiritual? It's when he's full of Christ. That is a proof that the Spirit of God is moving and working in that way, because that's what the Spirit of God does. And we can, as a person dwelling in us, it's wrong for us to dwell there ourselves and to be occupied with his activity. Those who are of that persuasion, you find they want an evidence, and they see it when you speak in tongues. They say, that's the evidence that you're filled with the Spirit. It's the very opposite, you see. And that's why all these things come out of these various things that man, as Brother John pointed out, when we get occupied with that, and we want, in the end it is pride. We want to demonstrate something that we have gained, and we're special in that.
I also would like to add, all of us know the Spirit intercede. Mm-hmm. We also know that the Lord Jesus intercede. Mm-hmm. We have that in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm just going to read the two portions that the Lord Jesus intercede. In Hebrews 7, in verse 25, wherefore is Abel also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to intercede. Another one in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. In verse 34, who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession. So Christ intercedes. The Lord just tell us to pray in his name. Like when we pray directly to his name, we kind of lose the intercession of Christ, right? So the Lord Jesus tells us to pray to the Father in my name. So if we're not doing that, we're losing the intercession of the Lord Jesus.
So here also, we can observe a difference, a distinction of the ministry of the Son of God and the Holy Spirit. Now, when the Lord Jesus taught the disciples what to pray, he says, our Father which art in heaven. So he is setting their affections to the Father in heaven as object of faith. Now, when we come to John 16, here he says, verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. As our brother read this morning, showed us from Genesis chapter 4, when men, from the time of Enos, when men began to call upon the name of the Lord, until this time, no one has ever offered a prayer in the name of Christ. No one. But here, he comes here, even Luke chapter 11, he says, our Father which art in heaven, and this is not mentioned, asking in the name of Jesus. Because Lord Jesus was on earth. and he is directing our affections to the Father in heaven. But when we come here in verse 26, he says, at that day you shall ask in my name. Which day, I believe, is the day that when the Lord Jesus ascended to the Father, to sit at the right hand of God. And now Christ is in heaven, and the Holy Ghost has come, and he is setting our gaze, our affections, mm-hmm. on the Lord Jesus Christ as the object of our faith. And so now, the first, again, I will remark again, the first prayer after the Holy Ghost had come, the first prayer the church offered was by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I think we're going to have to bring this morning session to a close.